Hi everyone, sorry for the hiatus for a number of weeks. I was studying for step two of the boards. Baruch Hashem, that is finished, and now hopefully moving forward we'll be able to return to our weekly short idea on the Parsha. So at the beginning of this week's Parsha, we have the Torah tell us that Sarah Imenu dies. And the Pasuk says, Vatama Sarah b'Kiryas Arba hi Chevron, that Sarah died in Kiryas Arba, which is Chevron, which is Be'eretz Kenan. And then the Pasuk says, Vayavo Avram lispo the Sarah v'livkosa, that Avram came to mourn for Sarah, to eulogize her, v'livkosa, and to cry for her. And I think we need to ask ourselves, what does it mean that Avram Avinu came to cry for her? Right? We understand what it means, Vayavo Avram lispo, he came to eulogize. You want to give a speech, that's something you prepare, that's something that you do. You come and you do it. It's not something that's automatic. It's something that necessitates some kind of action, some kind of preparation. But what does it mean, vayavo livkosa, that Avram came to cry for her? Crying is not an intellectual thing. It's not something that you come and then you do it. It's something that's inherent. It's something that's automatic. It's something that's an emotional trigger. What does it mean that Avram came, vayavo livkosa, that Avram came to cry for her? So I think that we can answer this question with a Gemara that's found in Shabbos on Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara has this very, very strange statement of Rabbi Huda, Breder of Shmuel Bar Shilas. So Rabbi Huda says the following statement, Mehaspedel shel Adam Nikar in Ben Olam Habahu in Lav. Through the eulogies that are given when someone's passed away, we can tell whether that person is going to merit the next world or not. Why? Because if, when the eulogies are given, people cry, so that's a sign that this person was a great person and is someone who's going to merit the next world. So the Gemara challenges this notion and says, is that really true? But Rav told Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas that when you give my eulogy after I pass away, Achim behaspeda, make sure you give a good eulogy that moves the people to tears. The Hasan Kamina, because I'm going to be there, my neshama is going to be there listening to you. So the implicit question of the Gemara is, if the telltale sign of whether someone's a Ben Olam Haba or not is if people cry when they hear the eulogy, why does Rav have to instruct Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas to make sure that he gives a good eulogy for him so that the people cry? Rav is a great person. Obviously, if it's really true that the eulogy and the crying of the during after the eulogy are indicators that someone's a Ben Olam Haba, so inherently, whatever kind of speech Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas gives about Rav, that's going to make the people cry, because Rav is a Ben Olam Haba, and if crying means that someone's a Ben Olam Haba, so regardless of the quality of the speech, people are going to cry, because that's going to be a proof that he's a Ben Olam Haba. So why does he have to specifically tell him, make sure you make a good speech so that people cry? So the Gemara answers, Lo kasha, it's not a problem. Ha d'mechamulay v'achim, ha d'mechamulay v'lo achim. The Gemara says, what we said before, we got to qualify. Normally, when someone who's very old passes away, the Gemara says, people don't cry so much. They're not moved so much. Because that's the way of the world, unfortunately, that old people pass away. How, therefore, can we tell if someone's a Ben Olam Haba or not? So it's based on whether, when they give a good speech about that person, they cry. If they give a good speech about an old person who people don't normally cry for, they cry, that's a sign that they're a Ben Olam Haba, that the Nifter was a Ben Olam Haba. But if they give a moving speech and the people don't cry, so then that shows that the person is not a Ben Olam Haba. So what Rav was telling Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas is, in order to show that I'm a Ben Olam Haba, in order to create this idea, this ability, in some sense, for me to be a Ben Olam Haba, because to some extent it seems to be that it's predicated on whether people cry or not, whether there's unanimous agreement that this person was a good person, make sure to give a good speech that triggers the people to cry. Returning to our pasuk, I think we've found an answer to our question. Why does the Torah tell us, Vayavo Avraham
Lisbod es sarav lifkosa. Why does bechia, crying, need vayavol? Why isn't it an automatic reaction? The answer is, for Avram Avinu, it was an automatic reaction. But what Avram Avinu was trying to do, what the Torah is trying to tell us, is that through his hesped, vayavol Avram lisbod es sarav, he was coming to do a hesped. He also had another thing in mind, lifkosa. He wanted to cry, but he also wanted other people to cry. He wanted to come, he had to take steps to make people cry, in order to fulfill the idea that we said before, that mihasped l'sha'adam nikar im bem olam habahu in love. He wanted, since she was so old, to show, he wanted to give good speech, to take active steps that would create the ability for the others to cry, to show that Sarah, despite her age, was someone who the world felt her loss, and was someone who would definitely merit Olam Haba. Have a good Shabbos.